Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of Malachi. If you know where Matthew is, go there and take a left. It's the last book of the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 4. Let's read verse 1. "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. And it shall leave them neither root nor branch." Heavenly Father, today I'm asking you for souls. Lord, I want to win souls. I want to turn sinners from hell and onto the path of righteousness for your name's sake. God, empower me to preach so that men would hear and grant them understanding, that they'd surrender their souls to you, that they make you Lord, and that they would follow you and turn from their wicked ways. And Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. For behold, that day cometh. That day. The last day. You may have heard the word eschatology. Eschatology means the study of last things. We think that the world will go on and on and on and on. And unless you're a God-fearing Christian, you never consider that there's an end to the world. You never think that there's an end to human history, unless maybe if Putin starts shooting off bombs and we retaliate and poof, we go up in a cinder. But we never think that the Lord is coming back. And that's it. That's the end. Now, there's a timeline. There certainly is a timeline. The rapture of the church is soon to occur. And then the great tribulation, the 7 years of tribulation, and then the Lord returns to the earth. He was here the first time, but he's coming back. And he'll set up his kingdom that'll last for 1,000 years. And then there's one last battle, one last rebellion, one last uprising that says, "No, we don't want to follow God. I mean, you've been king for 1,000 years and we had to do what you say, but we're tired of that." But then that rebellion is put down. And then comes the judgment. And everybody that lives for God gets to stay. and everybody that rebels against God or in this life refuse to live for Him, they end up in hell. Again, there's a timeline. But our text today, Malachi chapter 4, says, "For behold, the day comes, the last day comes, that shall burn as an oven." I think I've used this illustration before. Maybe it'll make sense to you. If you're from New Orleans or lived here a long time, everybody knows about Katrina. Everybody knows about the levees, and everybody knows that the sheet pile was built on top of peat. They pounded that stuff in, instead of going 70 feet and hitting sand, they stopped in peat. Just soil. And when the stresses of Katrina happened, the levees blew out. Everybody knows this story if you've been around. But in the 60s or whenever they put that sheet pile in, it was going to fail. It was one hurricane or another, but everybody in Lakeview or wherever, Ninth Ward or wherever you are or were, those levees were going to fail and your house was going to flood. It was just going to happen. You were living on borrowed time. And it just so happened that Katrina was the hurricane that made all that happen. Well, the end of the world, this last day, the judgment, the remaking of the earth, perfect and new again. These things are going to happen. There's nothing you can do to stop it. You can bury your head in the sand, and actually we'll get to that, and say, "No, I don't believe it. No, I don't want it," and cross your arms and says, "No, I'm not going to play." But there's nothing you can do. The last day is coming. I could take you to Daniel chapter 9. I've preached it before. It prophesied to the exact day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the back of that donkey and the other one tied behind. The exact day. The exact day. And it happened just like Daniel said, on the exact day. But He's coming back, Jesus is. It's going to happen. But in God's mercy, He didn't write down what day. He said, "Be ready." He said, "Watch and pray. Prepare. Get your life right now. Get your house in order now. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. And all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble or grass." And in Bible times, they would burn grass. If you want to burn a tree or you want to burn your house down or whatever, those things take time to burn. But there really isn't any kind of fire that's faster than a grass fire. And they have problems with that out in California. But that day that will come shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. And it shall leave them neither root nor branch. The end is coming. There's nothing you can do about it except get your heart right before God. Because when it's all over and you don't want to live for God, you don't have a leg left to stand on. That's it, it's gone. Oh, preacher, I don't believe it. I don't care if you believe it or not. The book says it, and it's true. And if you want, I'll make you a little bet. I'll bet you that the Bible is right and all these things happen. And look, if it don't happen, come find me. But trust me, these things will happen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. Then shall that wicked, or the wicked one, or the Antichrist be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. The Antichrist and the world system, the corrupted political, conniving, etc., how many adjectives you want, this broken world system will be destroyed, as will the Antichrist. But that destruction will happen with the brightness of his coming. And last time we talked about Jesus as the light. The light of the world. I don't want to preach that sermon over again, but he's the light. And he's coming back. The first time he was meek. He rode on donkeys. He walked everywhere he went. He didn't own a chariot. Wasn't a billionaire. He was just a dude. He was humble, in other words. But when he comes back the second time, it won't be on a donkey. He'll return to this earth to set up his kingdom that'll last 1,000 years. And he won't take no for an answer. He'll be Lord. And it says in Revelation that he'll rule the nations with a rod of iron. His word will be law. He's the king. He'll sit on his throne. And that's going to be that. But it says in Revelation chapter 6, verse 15 through 17, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, or every servant, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens or caves, and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. Again, the first time, he's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, and like a lamb, he was led to the slaughter. You've heard these sermons. He opened not his mouth. He didn't resist when they nailed him to the cross. But that same Jesus Christ, it says in Acts chapter 1, that same Jesus, he went up to heaven, but he's coming back. He's coming back in the clouds, and every eye will see him. And these guys we're talking about in Revelation 6, they said, hide us from that one that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Man, preacher, that's a hard sermon. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And everything I've said is true. Everything that I've preached to you today is true. Jesus Christ is coming back. And everyone that does wickedly will regret it. It's time to get your heart right now. It's time to repent of your sins, to apologize to God for all those things you've been doing on Saturday night that you know is wrong. You know it's wrong. It's time to get your heart right. But let's go on. That's Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. Let's go on a little bit. He preaches of the coming of the Lord and the brightness of His coming and judgment and the fiery oven that awaits. But verse 2, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And I made reference to this last week and what have you. The Son, S-U-N, the Son, you know, that ball of fire up in the sky. The Son of Righteousness shall arise. And like I said, last time we preached on Christ is the light of the world. It's said that the same sun that melts wax hardens clay. The same sun, but if you put a candle out in the sun, it melts, and you've got a puddle. But in the summertime, it hadn't rained in a month, the ditch is dried up, and that clay, that blackjack or whatever, is baked. It's up to you. It's up to you. Do you want to bend, bow the knee, and make him Lord? Or resist and rebel and be forced to bend at that last day? Which do you want it to be? But unto you that fear my name and love me, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked. Just march right over them. For there shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. He's still talking about the end times, but to the Christian, to the righteous man, he has grace and he has mercy and he's goodness. And as we serve him, as we preach the gospel, he'll help us. And we'll tread down the wicked. And that's probably a reference to the second coming. But I believe it also talks of now, in the church age, as we preach the truth, and men, one by one, bow their knee and say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Again, it's a different story for those that love and fear God. But he talks of the Son of Righteousness. The sun is the only source of natural light on earth. The moon is merely reflected sunlight. And the stars are pretty, but they offer no meaningful illumination. But the picture of the rising sun, it's a picture of Christ coming to the earth. Again, his first coming and his second coming. You see, there are two advents, two appearances of Christ. These two advents are separated by thousands of years, 2,000 already. But there's one person, that's Jesus Christ the Lord. He came the first time, and he's coming again. And the best thing that we can do is live for him today. And be ready, and be watching and waiting, and looking for his return. Otherwise we'll be like those hiding in caves and asking the rocks to fall and hide them from the face of the one that is sure to come.
God showed Noah the rainbow sign. It won't be water, but by the next time. Way back in the Bible days, Noah told the people it's gonna rain. But when he told them, they paid him no mind. They were left behind. I'll tell you, it's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. Lord, you better get ready and bear this in mind. God showed Noah the rainbow sign. It won't be water, but by the next time. Listen, they tell me when the water began to pour, they knocked on the window. They knocked on the door. They didn't know exactly what to do. You don't want this to happen to you. I tell you, it's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. Lord, you better get ready and bear this in mind. God showed Noah the rainbow sign. It won't be water, but by the next time. Listen, Noah said, I'm sorry, my friend. God's got the key. You can't get in. If something don't happen to the hearts of men, the same thing is gonna happen again. I tell you, it's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. God showed Noah the rainbow sign. It won't be water, but by the next time. Hear this. Noah told the people in plenty of time, but they were too sinful and they were too blind. And when it came that awful day, they tried to pray, but their prayer was too late. I tell you, it's gonna rain, Lord, you better get ready and bear this in mind. God showed Noah the rainbow sign. It won't be water, but by the next time. It won't be water, but by the next time. It won't be water, but by the next time.
You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's joeykelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.